Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. It's the 18th of June, and it's just after 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm at Biggleswick Farm. Oh, there's another death. I think that's a vole. A vole. The cat is doing its duty. Obviously, we don't like deaths here, but we have to protect the food that we're growing. And of course, you start growing food, and animals will start coming over and saying, "Ah, free food." Well, what we're saying is, be careful, there's a cat. And the cat is here to ward you off. So we respect your lives. Go and stay further away from the cat and you'll be fine. Because they are causing us a little problem, digging up seeds and digging the soil off the onions and eating roots and things. So, unfortunately, they do get attacked a little bit by ye old animal, the cat, if they venture out. Anyway, it's what cats do. It's what we've got to do. A lot of farms will have feral cats doing similar stuff. Little Mo, I shouldn't say he's not so little now. He's about 6 years old. Ain't so feral, but he is very good. We haven't seen any signs of rats, so that's pretty good. Anyway, I need to sit down and have a chat to you on this. It is a bit misty today. It's very overcast, blanket sky. June it is, of course. I'm hoping that, excuse me, by a bit later on, all of this will disappear and the sun will burn through. I have a lot of faith in the sun itself, in the fact that it can penetrate the nonsense that they shove up in the skies. I get emails from time to time from people with what on the surface sounds like wacky ideas. We've spoken about white vinegar as a source of clearing the sky from the chemtrails. But as I laughingly pointed out, I think, the company that make the white vinegar, the factory doing it, must never have chemtrails over their factory. Presumably they vent out the odour. And so I don't think that's probably likely that they have glorious sunshine all the time. I can't really see how a bowl of white vinegar can disperse something 30,000 or whatever, it's probably not that far, but maybe 10,000 feet off the ground. Somebody else suggested that wood smoke was another potential, that the heat from the wood smoke going up the chimney from a fire would also do it. And his reasoning was that he saw that it seemed to be working. And, you know, when he has his fire on in the winter. And I said to him, well, I burn my wood, my Essie, pretty much every day, rain or shine, whatever the month, winter or summer months, because that's how I cook food, heat the water, as well as heat the house, dry the clothes. And I said, I can't tell, that's not made any noticeable difference. Anyway, that's kind of all irrelevant. I've been here the night. We're allowed to, you know, on the legal world, we're allowed to stay for 60 days a year. this ruling, I think, came in after COVID, actually. It used to be 30. I think it was ridiculously low in the UK legislation world. Let's not get into that at the moment. I just want to, because everything, the thing I wanted to expand on is, it's a game. It's a game. This world, this life is a game. And by a game, I don't mean a competition game, but it's not real. It is an illusion, although, of course, the illusion is extremely real. It is an experience. And it's sometimes, it's very difficult to remember that when things are tough, when tensions are high, when you're disconnected from your real self, from being one with everything. I think this is a deliberate action, that life has been made so torturous for people that they're so busy with their avatar, their character, their ego in their body, that there is no time to sit and meditate, to cogitate on who one is really and who we are. And the other thing is this, I mean, this game ought to be a beautiful experience. It ought to be something that people, or the spirit, the one that is everything, enjoys. Yet it's been manipulated to make it bothersome, which I find irksome. You know, I'm sitting on the little decking we've made by our tool shed. It's not a tool shed, our workshop, although it is a tool shed. I don't know why I call it a workshop. It was intended to be a workshop, and it will be a workshop at some point, but at the moment it's just a store, really, to bung stuff in and store things like spades and forks and the occasional bag of fertilizer or compost, I think. We don't really have fertilizer, bought in fertilizer. We make our own, and we are in the process of making our own compost, but it's not quite ready. We haven't perfected that skill. There's so many skills to learn. And in the game of life, that's part of it, isn't it? That's the fun. To me, that's the fun, the learning, the trying out, the experimenting. We're not, I don't believe, supposed to be, if there's a supposed in any of this, but we shouldn't be stagnant, distracted by television, YouTube, stuff that doesn't affect us, stuff that doesn't concern us. We are, as people, I mean, I understand, and it's only by a fluke that I discovered through a friend talking to me, that there is a World Cup going on. I had no notion of it until the other day. I don't know where it's being held and who's playing it, or whether it's, I don't really follow sport, so I don't know quite how the World Cup or any of these football matches work, whether they're in one place or matches take place all around the world. I mean, I presume that a World Cup would take place all around the world in different countries, because it's about the world, unless the world has to fly to one venue. I don't know, I don't watch sport. All I know is that we won in 1966. England won, I say we. I had nothing to do with it. I was 3 years old. Anyway, we get distracted by all these things, and we think they're important, but they don't really have any effect on our lives unless we make those effects on our lives. The things that really are important, we take for granted. Fresh air, nature, sunrises, eating good food, planting, getting out, quiet time, all of that. It's precious. The game only lasts for so many years. our lifespan, whatever that is. And people are curtailing their lifespan by eating processed food and following dictation and being absorbed. You know, it's almost like they're throwing their lives away with their continual watching of YouTube videos and television and doom scrolling, I think it's called, or worrying and stressing about things that are going on in different parts of the so-called world that they haven't, there's nothing they can do about it, you know, war zones or starvation or disasters and things. And it's our natural empathy to think, oh my goodness, isn't that terrible? I wish I could do something. And some people do, they donate to charity, and that turns out the charity just keeps their money and squanders it, and, you know, people make lots of money out of it, and some of it goes to, well, wherever it's supposed to go, but not all of it. And you just think, yeah, that's kind of, it's a natural thing, but why get yourself worked up about that when, to me, the most important things at the moment are the broad beans watered enough? Are they ready to be eaten? Am I showing my partner enough love and affection? How can I support my family? You know, things like that. Am I spending enough time sitting and thinking and experiencing this wonderful life? Am I getting outside enough? You know, these are things that I think are far, far more important than what's going on in different parts of the world that I cannot have any effect on whatsoever. And I need not stress about. And it sounds like one is putting one's head in the sand until you bring yourself back to the game, to what is life. You are a soul. You are an awareness, some form of consciousness. You can describe it however you like. And you inhabit, you live in your body. If a policeman was to say, where do you live? I live in my body. You know, that's the truth. And when I die, I will no longer live in the body, but I will go on. I will be, as I am, one. I am the policeman as well as myself, or this egoed physical body. I am the cat, I am the tree, you know, we are everything. Of course, it's very difficult to experience that oneness with everything unless you sit quietly, or you meditate, or I think you can sort of get there in some using logic to a degree. You can use, the ego can use logic to come to the conclusion that we are one, and this oneness, there's no beginning, no end, that all of those concepts just do not exist, which of course as a human being, or the spirit in the body, or the ego, it's very difficult because we live in a linear world, and it's very difficult to conceive anything other than a linear world, a beginning, middle and end type thing. But of course the spirit is just, or the, you know, I'm calling it the spirit or the soul. And some people will say, oh, that's two different things, because they're maybe indoctrinated with religion and things. Or they may say, well, the spirit of something is not so much, it isn't a living thing, it's the essence of it. It's the sort of, you know, the spirit of a party is to have fun, as it were. It's not a living thing, let's say. And the soul can have that also, that sort of soulful, meaningful thing, but it's not a living thing. So people can, hang on. People can have their own interpretations, but what I'm talking about is the awareness, the consciousness, the one that is, whether you call it spirit or soul, it doesn't really matter. It isn't the ego, it isn't the individualized light that is going through the fiber optic. And I think that's, to me, that's a really great way of showing the light. Light is just light, the oneness that's going through fibre optic cables, millions, millions of them, but it's the same light. But there is an individual cable, and all the time the light's going through the cable, that's our life, that's our individual life experience. And we should be, you know, this is the game, we should be experiencing this game, this experience, this life, in the most profound and wonderful way possible, instead of distracting ourselves. That's really, and what I'm saying is, it's very difficult to remember what we are, who we are, when we are so distracted, or we have these worries, perhaps, you know, bills and things that one's got to pay, or jobs that we have to go to, or things that stress us, health issues and things. And it's almost like we do have to just take ourselves out of the situation. You know, that emotion, that anger, that frustration, that puzzlement, even that love, is to take ourselves as if you could fly out of the body, look at yourself and say, I am not that emotion. That emotion is flooding through my body and has confused me, because I think I am angry or cross or frustrated or whatever it is. But it's not really. It's an emotion. I'm not that emotion. And look at me. And where did it come from? And where has it gone when it's subsided? And it's almost as if putting on a godhead, if you like, and looking down at yourself and going, that's the avatar, that's the little dog, top hat, train, motor car on the Monopoly table. That's the ego having that issue. And I've flown out of myself. And to that degree, you can switch it off. You can say, why am I stressed? I don't need to be stressed. These events that are happening, they're just happening. Be aware of them. You might not be able to stop them because of perhaps trains of thought, manifestations, and things like that. But you may not be able to stop them in that moment, but you can observe yourself, as it were, and say, yeah, this is just happening. Because no matter what happens, no matter how difficult it gets, it's not real. The difficulty is when it comes to pain, and that is a, you know, that I think is the hardest bit, is when you're suffering pain, you're in the body so much that it's very difficult to sort of step aside and go, yeah, none of this matters, when you're in great pain. And I think that takes practice and mastery to be able to sort of still be in the body and say, this pain is not real, and therefore I'm not feeling it. And I'm not claiming that I can do that. Some pain, we do it on some level, like stinging nettle. You get stung and you go, ah, and then you go, oh, it's a stinging nettle. And you can kind of ignore it. You know it's there, there's a throbbing, whatever, but you can sort of, because it's low level. If it's ranked up a bit, if you're being tortured, let's say, not by the Spanish Inquisition or anything like that, but tortured by an accident that's happened, and the pain, you know, a nail has gone into your knee, or you've fallen off your bike and you've got, you know, broken arm, or, you know, that kind of, you're being tortured by the pain, not by somebody else doing it deliberately, and let's hope that never happens. It's then somehow being able to isolate yourself from that to say, yeah, this is happening to the body, but it's not happening to me. And I think that's probably something that we ought to be able to do and learn how to do, because it's happening to the avatar. Sorry about the sniffles. I will go and have a wander now, I think. I'm only in my slippers at the moment, so I don't want to get them too wet. But I shall walk on the grassy areas. But it is such a gift, this life, to experience things the way we do. And it is very sad when people get into a situation, as my mum did, bless her, when she got to the end, excuse me, the last few years of her life, she didn't want to be alive. She was an alcoholic, and life had been pretty grim as a young woman. And as an older woman, drinking, the memories of her youth came back. And she was, unfortunately, bless her, very much in her body. And I don't think she saw the wisdom of life. I don't know. And that's an interesting conundrum that I have yet to work out, I suppose. You all right, Mo? The cat has come to say hello. On a bit of attention, yes. I know, I fed you, but you didn't eat very much of it. You still hungry, are you? We'll go back to... We'll get you some food. Can you not trip me up, though? Yes. I mean, my mum now is deceased, dead, passed, however you wish to express it. Her avatar has gone. But she as a persona, I suppose, still lives on in my memory and therefore in my heart, just as my father does, my dad. And one wonders what then the, you know, do those avatars that once were, do they come back? Why are you rolling on the wet grass, you silly cat? You know, are they watching you? Are those individual lights still there? Or are they those, that light is no longer, the light is still there, but that strand of fibre optics has gone. I mean, the fibre optics being the body, I suppose. And so therefore, they... You mean you are them, they are you. I mean, I see my father in my face in the mirror. And people will say, well, that's just the genetics, isn't it? That's because you are your father's son. And can you hear the cat? Yeah, I know. Cat is following me around. I don't know. Is it that you want more food? I think. Stop grabbing my. You're in a playful mood, aren't you? You're in a playful mood, aren't you? Hmm? I've got nothing to. A stick or something with a little feather on the end would be good. Hmm? Yes. So that's. Not a conundrum, I suppose. I'm just, I mean, they are with you because you are them and you always were them. But is, I suppose what I'm trying to get to, is there a potential manifestation of them that you can communicate? You know, people want to communicate with their loved ones when they've gone, but are they really communicating with anything other than the one themselves? And maybe in the game, that's perfectly possible. Perfectly possible for some, because some claim they've seen their parents or spoken to them, and some don't seem to be able to. So I think all things are possible, really, in this game, because everything is an illusion anyway. It's a bloody good illusion, because it all feels incredibly real, but it is an illusion nonetheless. Some people perhaps will not be able to even logically work that out, I suppose. But yes, so that there's no message in this. This is just me trying to understand what life is. You want some more food? Let's go and give you, because you didn't eat all of it. The cat is very eager. Normally you're quite aloof. Not a leaf, aloof. There we go. Let's see if he nibbles that. Yes, perhaps he just wasn't ready for food at the beginning. Anyway, thank you for the odd people that, not odd, no, I'm not saying you're odd, the people that emailed me and said, do you enjoy these sort of wondering, is it philosophical? I suppose it's fairly philosophical talks. I do appreciate the little bits of feedback. I've just wandered around and seen this death again. I shall have to do something about that. The little mouse, well, it's not a mouse, it's a vole that's on a pathway that was quickly dispatched. That's at least one thing. Oh, there's a snail there. I see you making your way towards the veg patch. I may have to interrupt your journey. We don't want snails. I don't want you leaving your legs or any eggs, rather. Snails don't have... Oh, you've fallen upside down. Saw a frog the other day. Only a small frog. He was hopping around. It was quite a hot day. I was tempted to put him down by the pond. But, he... Oh. Sorry, I thought I saw another corpse. I just looked round. But no. That's the trouble, you know. You see these dead... It's not like hundreds of them. But one or two a day seems to be the order. The cat does do them. But then you start seeing a leaf and you go, oh, there's another corpse. And of course it's a leaf. Your eye gets a sort of attuned to these sort of lying mice. And you go, oh, yeah. No, it's... And of course I'm assuming it's the cat. I mean, the good thing is that the other animals, owls or red kites or whatever, other animals or even insects and ants and things will devour the corpse. So it's still food. It's still in the food chain, as they say. Anyway, this has been a bit of a long old waffle. It's mild though at whatever time it is, 6:30. Birds are singing. Aeroplane flying overhead. You know, wherever you are, you can never, it seems now, escape from the drone of traffic and the drone of the aeroplanes in this so-called modern world. There's a sort of, because it's misty, there's water in the air. Just fine coating of water. I think I shall go and have a cup of tea and a piece of toast. Anyway, thank you for listening, if you did, and I will chat to you. I don't know, I can't always do these every day, but chat to you when I can. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.